tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
And we back. Back again.
Hey.
And I'm back.
Hey.
That's all I got. Y'all gotta back me up.
We back. We black. We back. I know it's so crazy because we didn't have an intro, but we have Young Jock to talk about. We have, first of all, happy MLK Day.
Period. Yes.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Start there.
Had a dream. Okay. And that dream was us. And that's why we're here
today,
giving you all the tea, all the news, all the juicy gossip. But yes, as you guys know, Black Twitter is where we, it's a combination of Black culture, Black news, Black everything, Black us. So the first topic that we're going to get into is, we didn't get to introduce
who are you?
Who are we? Right, who are we? My name is Twitter. Black Twitter, Black Negroes. But yes, my name is Rocky Harris to my left.
Hi guys, I'm Jamie Gray.
Hey, it's Sierra Stafford.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Jay Lamar in the building.
Yes, and so our first topic, you can meet him at the trail, at the mall, wherever. You might be able to meet him as your new rideshare driver.
Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
But Jay Lamar's going to tell us all about it.
Yes, y'all, our favorite the early 2000s rapper and our favorite cast member of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is now doing rideshare. Recently, a video surfaced that Young Jock was actually giving people Uber rides and Lyft rides. Let's watch. Before we get into this video, let me tell you a little backstory. Do we have the other video? Or is just this one?
Probably just this one.
Okay. So there was a video that surfaced of actually two passengers that got into Young Jock's Uber and actually filmed him actually, like, taking them home. And they were kind of mean while they were filming him, asking him questions like, okay, well, why are you doing this? Are you not making money anymore? What's wrong with you? And Young Jock was kind of upset because he said that, you know, he was doing it to kind of kick it and he wanted to change up his lifestyle. So then Young Jock took to TMZ to say this. So check this video out from TMZ.
Part of this, this organization been around for 25 years, Big Brother, Big Sister. And a lot of times when we're talking to these kids and you got to lead by example. And sometimes, like, you have to show people you're not too big, you know what I'm saying? You have to show them what humility is, and you're not too big to, you know, do the right thing by making an honest living. And I think a lot of times that's why our kids and even adults go astray, because they're too ashamed, they're too prideful, man, to do something. It was one of those things where, you know how you just be, you start challenging yourself to do something you never did before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a bucket list thing. But
it
I mean,
like
for anybody who really wants to do it, I think
it's
a dope idea. I mean, I'm doing it right now. They gave me a little hat.
I like that.
Come on, pull up.
They gave me a little hat.
See, nah, I just had to pull over.
Now somebody in the back.
Look, I'm going to tell you the most
not on my ride tab.
Because you're not going to charge me for that.
Right.
Is the amount of support.
Anger.
I'm like, whoa.
Wow, he loves to talk.
But I mean, a lot of celebrities have reached out. People hit my phone. I mean, Snoop said something. He's like, "Hustlers hustle." You know what I mean?
So basically, Young Jock's explanation of why he's actually doing the whole ride show. Thank you, TMZ, for that video. Young Jock's explanation as to why he's actually doing that video is basically to stack his money. Young Jock, as we know, is a hustler. Mm-hmm. He sees this as easy money. So I don't see a problem with it. What are y'all thoughts on Young Jock?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate because the video that we didn't get to show shows people coming at him, insulting him, saying, like, you fell off. Mm. And it's like, at the end of the day, I'm still getting thousands of dollars every week for episodes of Love & Hip Hop. Yeah. He's a club owner. Like, I just think it's wild that people would even, especially our own people, would take the time out to insult another person for just getting another check.
Don't you think that... Oh, go ahead, Jamie. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks. I was ready
for your explanation. Honestly, no, because I was like, I was just listening to Rocky and I was ready for you, so I was ready, but since on me. You know, I don't knock it.
I've done Lyft rides before, and you know, it's so funny. I've even had people, like, you know, like, they'll try to offer me jobs, and I'm like, honey, what you just offered me is way too low. Some people don't realize that Lyft is just a side job. It's a side thing. Like, if you need to save up some money, I remember I wanted to go to Barbados. Lyft helped me finance going to Barbados in just a couple months, and I was good. So, you know, I think the whole thing happened with Jeffrey Owen about a year ago or a year and a half ago, and it was just this big deal. The entertainment world is not everything that you see on the screen.
Right.
They're literally putting that out there for you, just like you do social media. Mm-hmm. It's controlled content. So I just don't understand why people are knocking him for it. But at the same time, I wondered, is this fake? Is this a storyline? Like, is it real? You know, like, could the people have been in cahoots in it, you know?
To hype up Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah. Or just to, like, what if it's all a joke and everyone's just in on it? Because people lie about everything.
I don't know.
I think this was serious.
Yeah,
I think it was serious. But I agree. I feel like no one does, despite whether he's doing it, whether he's broke or rich, I feel like you don't knock somebody down for that. So I feel like it was kind of classless of the people to clown him like that. So I feel like it doesn't matter what standpoint he's at in life. It doesn't matter. I mean, like you said, I'm with you on the, you know, that's a side hustle for me as well. Like, if you need some coins, you go get your coins.
Yes.
And I mean, money is money. Don't matter how you make it.
Yeah. Right.
Money brain. As long as he's doing it legally. No, seriously. As long as he's doing it legally, which is, you know, which want to see more out of black men as it is anyways. And just not just black men, but, you know, more people. It doesn't matter. So
I hate to see it within our own community because those were two black people that if you guys find a video on Shade Room or wherever, you'll see it's two black people antagonizing another black man for hustling.
Period.
Legally.
Who probably still got more money than them.
Right.
That's what I'm
confused
about is he's driving the car you're sitting
in. You're in the back seat.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
And let this be a pool.
And you're still paying me.
We'll drop you off because we can pull over
to the bus stop.
And that video was a little raggedy. What's your phone look like?
Right.
I'm just glad that Young Jock handled it the way he did, though. Because he could have. Yeah, he definitely respectfully handled it. And he brought light to the situation. Like, you know, this is a side hustle. You don't knock me for this. I'm trying to bring, you know, more positivity to the youth and show them that, you know, just because you're a star doesn't mean you can't do other things. And I feel like you said, social media, everybody's do stuff for clout.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably posted that thing, it's going to be so cool, and then look at the return back you got from it. So,
I hate the fact that we glorify certain rappers who are rappers, but they're still doing illegal activity to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
But we put down this man who's a rapper, but also doing something that is legal for money.
Because society has conditioned these
that's
crazy.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
If
a big rapper goes to jail for
laundering
smuggling
money.
or smuggling weed, we like... Oh my God, that's quite free. Free him.
I'm gonna say free people who selling weed. But
let me not say weed. Crack.
We know what he meant.
Y'all feel me on what I mean.
Y'all know
no,
he
no. Yeah, yeah. Don't do drugs. But you know,
I hate that within our own community, and I hate to see that. You know, they put him down. But I love Young Jock for taking this and making something positive out of it, as he always does.
Absolutely. The only thing I saw afterwards was people being like, yeah, okay, you're actually lying. Like, you just doing this because you actually are broke. And even if that is the situation.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Even if that is the situation, why would you want to make him feel bad for that?
What would you do if
you
were broke?
Count people's pockets? Like, that's
what
I'm
saying. What would you do if you was broke? Would you sit there or would you go get in your car?
And run.
And DoorDash, Lyft, Uber, whatever you got to do to get your
Because I'm going to drop that damn drop top, see how many people I can fit in it, and I'm an Uber.
I'm not ashamed. I'm going to get my show.
Listen, but you know. Speaking of, not speaking of anybody, just speaking of DaBaby, because that's all we can talk about every single week is DaBaby, because he keeps getting into trouble. What is going on? But Jamie, tell us all about it.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, we all know this Grammy nominated, by the way, so you know that's coming up. Grammy nominated rapper DaBaby, he's just been in all the news lately with the violence, whether it's him, his team, his bodyguard. Awesome. And you know, I know rappers like the tough guy look, but I don't know about this. So recently, he was shown on security footage, they got you on camera, where he is shoving a hotel employee. Now, this was not actually recently. This was actually last year, and it was December 19th, to be exact. Actually, about a month ago. There you go. And he's seen shoving this hotel employee, and we don't really know what's going on as far as at that moment, but later on, we found out that no charges were pressed, like no charges were filed, and that DaBaby says that he was asking for a picture, wanted an autograph, even after he kept saying no. All right. So just based off of this, just all the stories, like, for instance, his security guard was found beating some fan who wanted an autograph before into a coma. DaBaby was also in this Louis Vuitton store beating up Cam Coldheart. That was another issue. The security guard also hit a woman who was one of his fans. What is this whole history of violence? And I want to get deeper into that, but I just want to get your opinions first.
I have to say, I'm actually a fan of DaBaby. So every time he does something, it actually disappoints me. Mm-hmm. When I looked into this story, I'm like, okay, I get it. Because he made a post on his IG saying, you know, I care about my daughter. If I'm saying, you know, don't post my location, this, that, and the third, don't do that. So I get that point of it. But that doesn't mean that you can go brutally putting your hands on someone physically
right.
and think it's okay. And it's not like you said, oh, hey, sir, let me. Well, he may have, you know, politely went up to him. He probably did. But regardless, call authorities. Get somebody higher up. You're in the media now. You're a rapper. Right. You have people looking at you. And you have, like, you can risk a lot. So I just feel like he needs to think. And it's not that serious. Like, the things he's saying, it's not that serious to where you have to beat on somebody and lash out the way he's lashing out.
Well, I feel like I am a fan of DaBaby. I love DaBaby. But I definitely feel like every time he's put into a situation like this and it's publicized, he comes up with another excuse. When he punched that person at his concert, like every time something happens, there's an excuse behind it. The hotel thing, that's not an excuse. You are put into the limelight. You're in the limelight. Mm-hmm. You chose to be in the limelight. Yes, you may be concerned about, I have a daughter and I don't want people to know my location. At the same time, you're a celebrity. You're in the limelight. That's what you pay security for.
And it's not like he was trying to get the daughter's signature. Like, right. His daughter was fine. You have security. Why do you feel the need to handle all of this? This could negatively affect your career. Like, look how he's on this guy. You don't even know him. Like, it just, even with the fan who, I guess, was being incessant about wanting an autograph from last year, why did it have to go that far? There was another instance where I remember he had spit on a fan. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the reason for that one. But also, last year in Huntersville, he was at a Walmart. Now, this was self-defense, but this was one of the biggest cases that he had where the charges were dropped, where it was self-defense. Someone had ran up on him and his family, pulled out a gun. DaBaby pulled out his gun and shot him, and he was killed. All right, this happened last year, but no charges were filed at all.
I didn't know this, you know this.
Right? I know that one.
Jamie reporting that news.
So, baby, give us all the facts.
Yeah, I did not know this.
It's kind of continuous.
And he wasn't charged. But the guy who he shot was Jalen Craig, who was the one who pulled the gun out on him in the first place. But because he was charged with carrying a weapon first, and it was self-defense, the charges were dropped because technically, you know, but it just shows, again, he was found innocent, but it just kind of shows that the violence history follows him.
I was going to say, and then also too, Josh, I sent it to you in your queue if we want to see the actual video, but you can obviously Google it yourself as well. But yeah, it is kind of, I've seen him in concert, and when he gets done performing, I mean, he is just turned he will jump into the crowd. When security's trying to get him away, he's just like, no, I do what I want. Yeah. And I've witnessed him get rough with people.
Yeah.
It's not like, now, DaBaby just seems like he's a very excitable person, and he is a great performer. He puts on a show.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, I think it's the industry, though, too, that pumps these people up. Mm. Like, I really do. Like, I mean, the same thing with these kids back-to-back, not committing suicide, but dying because of overdose and drug abuse. I feel like that has a lot to do with why he is kind of, and also too, I feel like we tolerate too much from celebrities.
But do you think that in
the drug
era?
Culture, like, we're making it seem normal, like, okay, like, well, cool. Do this and sell this.
Yeah,
like, and they're just taking it like
drugs. And then when someone passes away from it, they want to mourn it, then forget a week later.
It's almost like they're guinea pigs.
But I feel like in regards to music, I feel like we don't have a lot of gangster rap like we used to have back in the day.
Why
do we need it?
And the game.
No. So I'm thinking like,
where are you going with this, friend?
I don't think it's more so coming.
It had to be about drugs, I mean. You know?
I don't think it's more so coming from the music. I think it's coming from television, is what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I feel like reality TV is portraying the
false
violence and stuff like that that the young kids are taking part in. I don't think it's coming from the music. We don't hear a lot of Nuck of You Bucks anymore. We don't hear those fighting songs.
But also, like, how many. If you're going to do it, though, switch the style up. Because it's like, if we keep hearing the same thing, why. That's why Drake is so successful, because he did something different.
Act up, or you could get snatched up. Is pretty,
but that's not.
Well, that ain't saying.
But
snatch
also,
up,
act up, you could get snatched up. I'm a pop coochie to get a dollar to do this. I think it's all pretty. I think it's all borderline. Okay.
As long as it's legal, ain't that what we just said?
They also talk about fraudulent,
which is what JT got in trouble for.
I'm not agreeing with you or disagreeing with you. I'm a city girl. So I ain't
In reality, though, I think that there is a good and a bad side to glamorizing that type of culture in any type of way. I mean, even with Nipsey Hussle, The Game, there are a lot of very gangster rap people who still are around and who
actually positive messages,
but positive.
But well, it's no, positive. No, it's not like it used to
about
be
about drugs. And,
I mean, I feel like back in the day it was more raunchy, maybe, but it still exists in this day and era. So
I mean, exactly.
I feel like back
in
the day was more real. Stuff was happening back in the day.
It's definitely
a little more raunchy then, but it still exists today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because what's his name's just not getting out of jail for the real stuff he was doing. Chief Keef just got out of jail. What's his name's about to get out of jail for the real stuff that he was doing.
Kodak Black,
I'm just saying, there are real life gangsters around. We just get confused because we see so many Tekashi 6ix9ines, and then we think in real life, he was a paid actor to do what he did. And that was all he was. He was a figurehead for that gang-affiliated organization.
Wow.
But at the same time, I do think that there's a good and a bad. Like Nipsey Hussle, you have someone who talks about that real life. Like, that's his real life.
Yeah.
And I think that that's fair for him to talk about his real life experiences, but he has to understand the message that he's sending as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Instagram actually has a new feature that I think is, to me, a little sus. But Sierra, let us know what's popping.
Yes. So if you know Instagram, you know they're always updating, upgrading, changing some feature, but this feature right here, it struck me differently. So Instagram is now trying to label or tag Photoshopped images. Now, this for me, I know that Photoshop is used professionally. And, of course, you have people that use it for their social media influence that uses it. So I feel like this could go left in so many ways. Because, for one, I feel like there's a difference between an upgrade like a feature or the filters, things
right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
But I don't see the point in flagging someone. Someone's Photoshop picture. I don't see how that benefits
it's petty.
Anyone.
Somebody at Instagram is petty.
Very petty. So this is what it will actually look like. So I don't know if you can zoom in, but basically if someone posts a picture, it's going to pop up with a message that says, independent fact checker say this is false.
That is
and they'll have like, you know, down below, like why it's false, this, that, and the third. So this is one of the pictures. So as you, well, if you can go to the next picture. So if you look at this picture, this looks like art, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This looks like this could be on somebody's page for a brand or something like that. So clearly this is Photoshop or whatever the case may be, right?
Right.
So no one would take offense to this. But of course, this is the picture they flagged to be Photoshopped. So what do you, we probably all agree, but what do you guys feel about this whole?
The Kardashians about to have a lot of flagged pictures.
Any social media influencer, any celebrities about that. Like a lot of people use Photoshop. And not just Photoshop. Like there's different apps to like make yourself look good.
I
agree. I think that that's it's why. Like literally, if there was a legitimate reason as why, then I'd be like, okay. But like, just like the other feature that came out where they're trying to block your likes and stuff, it's like
post your likes.
It's clearly a target on influencers and the bots. I do think that that's like what they're trying to alleviate too. But to me, I do think that that's really childish, and I think it's petty because obviously we know everybody, even people who are celebs doing in ads for. Vogue and all that. Everybody uses Photoshop. So you trying to pinpoint people on Instagram is just you being extra.
I was thinking more so it was like, remember like they just taking somebody's head and putting it on somebody else's body. I was thinking it was more so like to prevent stuff like that.
I mean, but you have to understand, even if that is the case, it's a bigger spectrum than just that. I can see if people just use Photoshop for that reason, but people use Photoshop for a
everything.
Lot of things. Yeah. So it's kind of like, what made you say, this is our job as a huge platform to do this?
Yeah.
Well, also looking like this, though, this is creating probably like 500, 600 jobs for people
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
They have to approve.
I'm not about to
But they have to sit there and approve. It's people that really be doing it. They have to sit there and approve.
No, that's what they said. They have a list of people who are going to sit a team.
It's creating jobs.
So I do have a tweet.
Instagram better give away people's privacy.
So, and Fergus Diso, I never know these people's name. Fergo Diso says, Instagram is literally so useless now. Messy algorithm. Getting rid of filters that supposedly alter the features, and yet I still find plastic surgery filters. Deleting pics just because girls show their tits. Now they're banning Photoshop. So the F are the digital artists supposed to do?
Period.
Right. And I mean, I feel like this sums up exactly how we all feel. I mean, this is, and this world is based off social media nowadays.
Yeah.
A lot of people
crazy.
Have checks from social media, like you said, ads, influencers. So I feel like Instagram just needs to stay in their lane.
Right.
And let people make their coins. We know it's fake. I mean, we know who body fake and it's not. Just let it be.
Leave it at us.
Leave it at that.
Okay.
So
and
that's
be social media.
That's our opinion.
But yeah, no, period.
Oh, come on, Jamie. No,
hold on. Let me
just say, I'm
was just gonna say, like, it just needs to be a little bit of balance, because just like you had mentioned how they had the feature where they're not gonna show the likes. First of all, what happened to that? Because I still see likes.
I feel like nothing they ever say is gonna happen.
Exactly. No, it so, did happen. Did you upgrade your Instagram?
Yeah, let me check.
But okay, no, you're right. It happens to a few people, but but it's not a permanent thing. That's
yeah.
Across
do it
the board.
Do it across the board.
Yeah. Because
somebody was showing me, like,
their message. Like,
I feel like they do it to test it out, though. I feel like they do it to test it out, but like you said, don't say you're going to do something and then do a few pages, and then next thing you know, it's not even happening.
Yeah.
Right. So I want them to make certain features, like user or settings, like user specific. Like, you can decide as a user, I don't want my likes to show. Or
right.
As a user,
oh, yeah. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Tag these
filter
type
it out. But people, yeah, need it. Right. People need it for specific reasons.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a target. I feel like they are going against influencers specifically. And it's like, clearly, you know, like any platform, they're going to use it to show off their who they are. So
even real jobs want to know what, like, what your
exactly,
following looks like.
Exactly.
They
want
to know if you're engaged.
What's that doing is creating more revenue for Instagram, because opposed to paying you, the influencer, $10,000 to promote my product, mm-hmm. I now have to pay Instagram $10,000 so they can create the marketing for my product.
But the ads are paying them, not Instagram.
And then you can
promote. That's what I'm saying. Well, now, opposed to people paying like for the ads or for, they're going to pay Instagram, not the influencers.
It's still not going to work. I feel like that's the way to lose people. I mean, Instagram is big. Not saying everybody's going to drop dead if that really happened. But it would
like
definitely,
Snapchat.
Yeah, it would definitely slow down. So I feel like they need to just stay out their lane.
Well, right now, everything is just so weird.
And it's so businessy. Like, the same thing happened with YouTube and Instagram. When it becomes so influencer-based, it's like, what are we really selling and what's really real? So.
Right.
Yeah, and I just feel like, I mean, it's all media, so who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, what
post
we do.
Post what you're going to post and see what happens.
You know,
I know, look. I'm going to make a fake picture tonight.
When do I start? When do I start?
Right. Your hips just out.
Let's see what happens.
When do I start?
Honestly, let me see. He didn't say, because they just be talking.
Y'all gonna find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah. Find out. Post a picture, let us know, but yeah.
Right. Photoshop pictures.
Screenshot.
Right. Or if you dare. But yeah, so have you guys seen Bad Boys?
Not no.
For Life, the newest
extension.
We've
all had a busy
extension.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so the third installment of Bad Boys for Life, came out on January 17th. And just in the opening weekend, y'all, they have made a whopping $73.4 million. At the global box office.
Yes.
Turn up. Right.
Wow.
No, I mean, after
so
years. Okay.
That's crazy.
Coming back. Like, literally insane. So, shout out to Martin
Their
Lawrence.
Marketing has been crazy, though. I will say that.
But
their marketing is on a whole different level.
Yeah. But also, too, we've been waiting a long time for Bad Boys to come back with another one. So, I mean, and on top of that, they got another one coming out that they're already preparing for. Not that picture just yet. We'll get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, right. It's a lot going on. But yeah, so they're gearing up for a fourth one already. So, like I said, shout out to I know.
That's
awesome. That's
but Will
awesome.
Smith said that they've been trying to do it for years.
Yeah.
He's been pushing it back because the script ain't right. The script ain't right.
Well,
script ain't
and
right.
Also, you know, his co-star wasn't all the way ready to
in
do
the best
that.
Of lights. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wasn't all the way ready to do it. It was a lot of things. The same thing kind of like with Friday.
Yeah.
What's kind of holding up Friday is...
In ATL, we don't
right.
know what's happening with that.
Right. If we can't have Smokey...
Friday need to come on back because we losing people.
But Smokey said, look, I'm not trying to do that, you know,
he's
chucking and jiving no more.
Yeah, he's a Christian.
He said, I don't cuss. I don't do none of that stuff. You guys have to leave me alone.
But I thought he was just making an appearance. Like, I'll write him in.
Ice Cube said, if Smokey ain't coming back, smoking, I don't know.
Because how is it smoking if he's not cussing? Like, how,
well, he went to rehab, though.
Okay. But
like,
Friday,
different.
Well, because he went
but
to rehab
Smokey
in the last
one. But make Smokey a family
one.
Man, like.
Right. It's just going to be so different.
And maybe Smokey's son
and that would
is now
funny.
The, like, the rebel.
So,
you know what
wait,
I'm saying?
Why
so, like,
Ice
that.
Cube hire us?
Why
that's
we just
what we're
we would write this.
Why we just can't have Mike Epps, though? Why we just can't have Mike Epps? I mean, Chris Tucker wasn't in the last two. I mean, not saying
right.
I don't want him. I'm just saying.
Well,
they replaced him with Mike Epps, so why
well, because it's
going to
be the last Friday.
I'll
so
take
I think
Rush
they
Hour. That was the original.
Yeah.
Rush Hour 4. I'll do that.
No, absolutely not.
I would love it.
Oh, Jackie said I'm tired. Jackie said I'm too old.
Jackie.
I'm tired of
Jackie.
You
Jackie,
never
Jackie,
know.
Jackie Aries gang, by the way. But anyway, so quick mention number two, 8 in 10 black voters, which I feel like this is just Sorry. Before we get into our second quick mention, I wanted to just throw this up because Fox, they play too many games. I don't know if you guys saw this where they confused Will Smith with Eddie Murphy.
No way.
Which is,
and it's in New York.
First of all three of these actors are in headlines the entire year. Last
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
You know it. No, but they know who that is.
Not even this year.
I think it was an honest mistake because Eddie Murphy
no.
is doing a lot right
Jay
now.
Lamar.
Yes,
thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Joshua.
What?
I'm so glad
do
you
not
did
that to us.
It was no other way
express how I feel.
Eddie Murphy's doing a lot this year too.
Not just this year. You know these people from years.
These are big stars. These are upcoming stars.
These are not one-hitter quitters. These are big names. And you know who they are.
It wasn't even Martin, though. Like, I'm thinking, like, Will Smith been in movie. Martin is the one that's been gone, but you confused.
Will?
And I'll say, Eddie Murphy hasn't done any action movies in a long time.
He hasn't done a cop movie.
Eddie Murphy has a movie coming out.
But it's not right. It's coming to America, and he already had Dolomite. But
Dolomite's coming out like this week or next week.
Beverly
or
Hills Cop.
Period.
I'm sorry, we're not making excuses for this one.
And Will Smith. Yeah, no, Will Smith
these
is a,
news
is
people
a
up at 3 a.m. He was tired.
No,
tired.
On Fox, you playing they games, and y'all always play games like this, just like y'all confused Aretha Franklin when I think it was Patti LaBelle. Stop playing.
But my thing is, these are news outlets. You have to check your facts
period.
And check your sources.
Period.
Exactly.
It's live news.
Exactly. It goes through everybody before it can be posted. So then, I'm sorry.
Live is like boom, bam.
Because of that typo,
somebody lost their job at Fox.
Period.
Thank you.
Period.
We don't play those games.
And first of all,
I don't think a black person. I don't think they lost their job.
No, maybe not. You're right.
I don't think so.
But I'm just saying, history shows that white people like to confuse black people. Like, oh, y'all all look alike. Stop it. And that was a gag,
which is wild.
They're not even the same skin tone, but not even the same type.
Not the same height. They ain't got the same facial
hair. I don't know where they get that from. We do not look like...
I'm offended. I'm sorry.
One has a gap, one doesn't.
Bye. Good night.
One has 10 kids, one doesn't.
Will Smith looks good.
Yeah.
But honestly, Eddie Murphy, my birthday twin. Hey.
He's
still popping kids out if you want one.
He is with a woman
I love raw
that looks nothing like us.
Special.
Oh my god,
clear it up, sis.
What?
It's Jay Lamar. Comedy special.
She cleared it up.
It's Jay Lamar. No. It's Jay Lamar.
She said what she said and she meant it.
I don't know. We're gonna play
in
it
real
back.
Life, but you know, we know.
Okay.
Oh,
is that what I said?
Well,
take it how you may.
I don't know what's going on. I missed it.
Y'all
probably missed it.
No, they caught that.
Y'all ain't gonna play it back. Play it back. But anyway, look at y'all.
Take it as you may.
I cannot deal.
Follow me.
Listen, y'all.
At Jamie Gray.
Joshua, throw this picture to Donald Trump. We ain't got time to play with this panel. This goofball, he believes that black voters are on his side, but 8 in 10 black voters said that they believe he's racist. So, that Trump, picture. You're dumb. That's why I had to do it, because, you know, he's stupid.
He thinks what he gonna think, and that man is in his own little world.
He is.
His time is up.
I didn't even take it. I have a question. Do y'all really, like... do y'all take it seriously? Like, anything he says now, of course, if it affects, like, you know, the world, our culture, of course, but I'm saying, like, in general, though, like, I don't pay no attention.
No, I've never taken him serious since the day he came down those escalators running for president.
When he tweets and people get offended by it, I'm like, y'all, like, stop giving into this man's foolishness. Like, we all know it's BS.
When he tweets the Senate or the House of Representative girls, I love when they respond because it's only making them bigger. Mm-hmm. It's giving them a huge platform.
So he's
helped a lot of people, like, get a bigger platform by his ignorance.
He's helped a lot of people.
I just wish people would stop getting stressed over his ignorance.
Oh yeah, no point.
You know, I wouldn't say that I get stressed. I just get frustrated because I'm just like, what is going on?
I never thought this was real.
It's such a twilight.
That's literally how I'm like. I feel like it's so like a facade to me that I just kind of like
did
block
that
it
happen?
Out. Yeah,
I can't believe
that's
almost,
what I mean.
It's
yeah,
been almost
it's
4 years.
And it don't feel like it. Yeah, so
our generation didn't vote. So. Not saying that has everything to do with it, but I'm just saying
this year
our generation
they best.
Did
I'm
not
knock on
go
this
to the
year.
Polls. You know, I'm not saying that obviously we know there's a lot of variables that go into why people get elected, but at the same time, take your ass down to the polls.
Please. Take your ass down to the polls.
Whoa.
Take your ass down to the polls.
Whoa. 2020. Hey. Vote. Down. 2020.
Vote. Down. Yay. Okay.
Pull up and go with Young Jock to the polls.
Really? Okay. Pick you up.
Right.
And drop you off.
At the trail, at the mall.
Don't Photoshop your ballot.
Because Instagram will block you.
Report.
Or post it at all because that's illegal. That but, too, you know, but yeah. Whatever. But anyway, right, before, listen, we gag, okay, on MLK Day. But yeah, so we have a special signature segment, as you guys know. Who said that? The first who said that of this week, or this season?
Who said that? Yes! It's been so long since we've done this segment.
I love these guys. I'm finally caught up.
All right. Well, guys, we're back again. So this tweet, you know, we like to do anonymous tweets, and I want you to guess which celeb said that. Okay, so the first one. This person says, what do y'all put the temperature on in your room or crib? I want to see if I'm a zombie.
Yeah. I've seen this tweet.
This is a girl.
Which, before I give you the options, what do y'all put the temperature on in your place? Mine's like a good 76. Because yes. I get hot, but like not, you know.
You want to be able to have covers on.
I'm going
to
be honest. It be a little cold now in my room. So, but I'm skinny, so the heat does go on. Gotcha. But
that is a skinny people problem.
Yeah, I do sleep with the heat on now, but when it's hot, it's about 75.
I sleep with the fan on. I need it.
I'm 78. I like when I'm at home. Ooh. I got on crop top. Booty shorts.
Yeah, mine is on 78, shorts. But it's 78.
Yeah, so I always got my 78, 80.
He said,
wow.
I need something with a little bobby.
I didn't even do the 80.
Okay, I'll bring my bathing suit.
Honestly, yeah. My thermostat only goes up to 78.
That's all you need, honestly.
It don't even go
okay, back. They said, bitch, don't die.
So I put you on your own?
Maybe. This is perfect for me. I don't know.
No, really. Mine said, relax. Cool. I have AC in my
head. Cool. Period.
Yeah, because I have AC and heat, so I probably
put a fan on.
Yeah, honestly, y'all, sometimes I like to have the heat and a fan on and the window
balance.
Open.
How do y'all do
sometimes
that?
I do that, but I feel like I'm going to get sick. That's why I don't do it.
It's circulation. Like, I need, like, a little bit of heat sometimes, and then I want a little cold.
I feel that because I do
you
that.
Know,
I used to have a place, but, like, it didn't have AC or any type of wall unit at all. This is, you know, back in the day. And I used to, like, if it was really cold, I used to, like, turn the oven on. Anybody had to do that?
Hello!
Girl, I do that with AC.
Thumbs up if you did, because we love humble beginnings.
Period.
Well, My heat just broke.
Y'all never just stood in there before?
Y'all, let me give you these options. I love to talk about temperature.
Oh, wait.
But light up that thumbs up button on, by the way. But oh, yeah, let's see. These options. So let me read the tweet again one more time.
Oh, we playing a game.
What do y'all put the temperature on in your room or crib? I want to see if I'm a zombie. Who are the options we got? Lil Duval, Wale, or Dion Cole?
Oh, so these are all men.
I've seen this tweet. Freak.
That's Dion. I'm saying Dion.
Lil Duval.
I'm going to say Wale.
Sierra got it. Sierra.
This beat right. is automatic, supersonic.
Let's get into the next tweet. All right. So the next tweet we got here says, I like people who bounce back stronger. Come on, Young Jock. Bounce back into something bigger. That's a word for somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I need that.
For somebody.
I know it's not always easy overcoming difficult times. Don't I know it? But I admire people who stay resilient in their process. I honor fortitude.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm.
I love a good
retweet.
Quote, y'all.
Can we just
a
retweet?
That's a retweet, a like, and a screenshot.
Who is T.D. Jakes? Who is this?
Well, you know, he is one of the options, okay? Wait, is it T.D. Jakes? Is it Niecy Nash or is it Rob Hill Sr.?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Rob Hill. I don't know.
I'm going to stick with my first answer.
With T.D. Jakes.
Hey, I'm going to just swipe up.
You can't scroll, sis.
T.D. Jakes, Niecy Nash, or Rob Hill Sr.?
Niecy. I'm going to just go with Niecy.
All right. Well, Sierra.
I'm weak, though. Not this face, though.
Because she's cheating, because she's looking at the laptop.
No, she wasn't. I got you, girl. She's
looking at her laptop, girl.
I haven't seen
it's on a swivel.
This is what a hater looks like in real life. Okay?
You hate to see it.
We hate to see it.
All right. Last but not least, let's get into it. So, the last one. You know we always like to do three? This person says, you're going to outgrow people. Everyone is not going to grow with you. You have to leave people behind sometimes just to continue your journey.
That message was for me, Lord.
That message, that's another word.
I just
wanted to preach to everybody on this Monday.
You have some good ones.
So let's see. The options are, the nominees are, Regine Carter, Lil Wayne's daughter, mm-hmm. Trina, the baddest, or Lala.
Dang. This is probably cheating because I actually seen this tweet.
I feel like it's Trina.
So I ain't gonna say my answer to us.
Here we go again.
I'm gonna say
I feel like it's Reginae. Reginae be thinking she 40 years old.
She do.
Her and Kiki Palmer, who we love.
She is 26.
Kiki is auntie.
No, Kiki acts like an auntie.
But she's also from the Midwest.
But I feel like she can back up her auntiness.
Because like, she's from the Midwest.
I like Kiki. I feel like it's authentic.
No, it's not. Yeah. But
it is because you're from that part of the country. Keep guessing. You are naturally kind of like that.
And she's a Virgo, and I think Virgos are very wise.
All right, well, Kiki's grown ass. We just going to get into who up this
could be.
Reginae.
It is Reginae. Okay. Rocky got it right. But Sierra, you got it. So you guys, if you want to continue playing this, of course, watch all of our next Black Twitter episodes. And we'll do another episode of Who Said That? All right. Yes. Good job.
That was a good one.
Right. I know. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but we do want to give a special shout out to Martin Luther King Jr. because it is MLK Day. And everything that you've done is a sacrifice for us. And we really appreciate you so much. So, as always, you guys can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV. My name is Rocky Harris.
All right, and I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray, or better yet, on Instagram at Jamie Gray, spelled J-A-I-M-I.
Get it right.
Get that spelling right.
Or she will. Get it right.
Hey guys, and I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV or my Twitter at Sierra B Stafford.
Well, guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Deuces.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.